The world is unjust. There are injustices everywhere. If the world is to be just, then Jesus Christ did not have to die. And we ourselves would never want to see the Lord face to face. If the world is perfect, then we would want to live forever because it is in our control. But perhaps the world is imperfect and it is unjust to remind us that this is not our true home. And the only one that hath the ultimate word is the Lord Jesus himself. So we have to ask ourselves, how do we respond when injustice presents itself to us? I believe that there are three options. The first option is very easy. Vengeance. An eye for an eye. A tooth for a tooth. If you've done something wrong to me, I will do something back to you. But think about it. That way cannot work and will never work, because that reaction will kill and destroy everyone around us, beginning with ourselves. The second option is to cooperate and join force with evil, to become part of it. And we have seen many people today have done just that. They have chosen to either become bystanders, looking at the Lord Jesus, the one just man who has not sinned, to be condemned to death, or they have even partake in the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. It is easy to be a bystander, or it is easy to join the crowd because we don't want to be unpopular. Or we can take the last option, the option of the gospel, the option of Jesus Christ, the option of love. I don't know about you. When I contemplate on the Paschal mystery, the passion, the death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, I myself had cried many times. And as a matter of fact, when we read the passion narrative, I tried to control my tears. Because, thinking about it, why did he have to die for me? Why? Think about it. Why did he have to die for me? Because he loves me. Because he loves you. Because he loves us. Because of that love, he was able to embrace the injustice of this world and to be condemned to death for us. So when we are faced with injustice, how will we respond? Will we respond by revenge? Will we respond by being indifferent or even join the evil itself? Or will we respond with the love of Jesus Christ? When things go wrong, my brothers and sisters, I do not have the answer for you. Look to Jesus Christ. Look to him, love him, and walk with him. We are called today not to be bystanders, not to be the crowd, but perhaps to be Simon the Cyrene, to carry the cross with Jesus Christ, to be Veronica, who wiped the face of Jesus Christ, to be the Blessed Mother who followed her own son onto the Calvary, onto Golgotha, to be the people that are faithful to him, standing at the foot of the cross and chose to abide with him and be faithful to him. And ultimately, we are called to be Jesus. Not only did he pray once, twice, he prayed three times that the cup be taken away from him, the cup of pain, the cup of suffering, the cup of sorrow be taken from him. But how did he end his prayer? He didn't say, Father, make it done so that I don't suffer, so things go my way. What did he say? Your will be done. Your will be done. Not as I will, but as you will. My brothers and sisters, that is the greatest prayer that has been given to us, not by anyone else, but by our Savior and Redeemer. So I pray and I ask you, when things go wrong, when suffering presents itself, when pains and inconvenience creep into our lives, how will we respond? And I simply end my homily by asking you and I to find that answer by participating in all the liturgies, the Mass, the services that are provided at part of this Holy Week. Holy Thursday, in commemoration of the institution of the Eucharist, where Jesus Christ had given us himself. On Good Friday, when he gave himself on the cross to die for the salvation of the world, for you and for me. And on Easter, where he had fulfilled the promise that he had made to rise again for us. That resurrection was not only for himself, but for us who look upon him, who trust in him, knowing that where our Savior is now, we shall also be if we are faithful to him. I invite you to journey through this Holy Week, not at bystanders, not at the crowd, but at Mary, at Veronica, at Simon, at John, at Mary Magdalene, the people who are faithful to him. Walk the journey to Golgotha, to Calvary. Experience the love of Jesus Christ for you and I, so that at the end of this journey, when Easter comes, may we have the same prayer as Jesus Christ did. Your will be done. Not that I will, but as you will, Heavenly Father.